2. The garden, the amphitheater, and the relationship with nature. A wide garden reveals the path of a story, both human and natural. In the late 19th century, the villa rose within an environment marked by a rich variety of vegetation. Holm oaks, eucalyptus trees, pines, myrtle shrubs, strawberry trees, lentisk, and other Mediterranean species grew among scattered masses of volcanic rock, shaped over time by the wind and the sea. Luki Novisconti personally tended the garden. Hedges, blue hydrangeas, ivy, and white night-blooming flowers that must have filled the air with an almost intoxicating fragrance. Among scents and colors, the villa became, almost naturally, a place of art. Just a few steps from the entrance, an amphitheater appears. Here, Visconti rehearsed his performances. For Visconti, theater began very early. As a child, he went to Teatro alla Scala with his mother, Carla Erba. He was 5, perhaps 6 years old, when he saw Eleonora Duse perform. Later, still very young, he encountered Marcello Mastroianni. He would carry theatre with him from beginning to end.